just making it work so far.
Yeah, I just, I crossed out some stuff, added some stuff. So I'm
okay.
I just got a lot of papers.
Yeah.
No, you did a good job. I appreciate it.
Post. morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Christian Church of Colorado Springs. We're so glad that you've chosen this place of worship to honor the Lord's name with us. Whether you're joining in person or through Facebook, we're blessed to have you with us. And we have a lot of visitors here today, a lot of people we haven't seen in a while. So welcome, everybody. For those of you who are worshiping in person, please sign that burgundy attendance folder that's on the inside of your aisle there. We'd like to keep track of who's here. And if you're new to the church, please give us a way to contact you on this form. And for those of you visiting or worshiping on Facebook, please let us know you're with us by adding a comment to the Facebook feed. And now, please stand as you are able to join our call to worship. We are called to be God's children.
God's love has been poured on us through Jesus Christ.
Fear and doubt are gone.
Joy and celebration reign in our hearts.
Come, let us raise our voices in song.
Let us offer our hearts and souls to God in prayer and grace. Amen.
Our opening hymn this morning, Let Us Talents and Tongues Employ, number 422. And gracious love as it seeks expression among us. May we listen for your still small voice as it speaks to us today and as it boldly proclaims the undeniable reality of your love that will not let us go. Stir our hearts and our imaginations that we may see beyond appearances of what is to the reality of what can be. And in the name and spirit of the Holy Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, you may be seated. We have several announcements this morning. First of all, Tom Klein's service will be here in the sanctuary April 26th at 1 p.m. We are so grateful for the guidance and love Pastor Dean and Becky have shown us over the past 3.5 months. Please join us after the service in the fellowship hall and take the opportunity to thank them, fellowship with them, enjoy snacks and cake together. Also, if you're interested in really getting to know Pastor Monica, this Saturday we're helping her and Ryan move into their new apartment. So call the church office to sign up and get more information on that. Next Sunday will be Pastor Monica's first Sunday with us. So if you're able, please join us in worship and then afterwards for the potluck dinner. And our noisy offering after the children's moment this morning is for the Sketch Club Ministry. Andy Schmidt's going to be coming up to talk about that a little bit during the children's moment. And also, there's just a few other things that of note on the back of your bulletin, so check that out. And we have a number of prayer requests this morning. First of all, as most of you know, Dorothy Hayes was called home to heaven yesterday morning. Prayers for Philip and the family as they grieve but yet celebrate her life. And please watch for emails to notify you about arrangements for later this week. Donna McCoy asks for you to pray for her son Brian and his girlfriend, is it Joanna? Joanna. Her job is with the World Food Program, and they're going to be traveling to Beirut later this week. Also, continued prayers for Katie Kelson-Tullis, Don and Bev Sarton, Marsha Bishop, Glenn Tamlingson, Pam Mullen's granddaughter Andrea, Barbara Bloomquist, Kathy Jones, and Bev Olson, who is here with us today. And also, please remember those of our church family that haven't been mentioned that we know are experiencing personal difficulties. And we rejoice with Greg and Georgia Hawk in the birth of a brand new granddaughter. The proud parents are Hollis and Brad Bartell. And I think that's it. So please greet each other with the passing of the peace.
Thank you. What?
If you, any children are interested in the children's moment, please come on up, and we'll get started with that in just a second.
Do you know where the teacher is? Where's the teacher? And where's Derek, the other teacher? What are we going to do? The teacher didn't show up. Is everything okay? Mm-hmm. How do you know it's okay?
We're hoping it's okay. It's worked out before. We got along without a teacher before. We could do it again, maybe. Is it scary to not know what's coming next? Never. Why not? What's that? Oh, okay. Look how many more kids are showing up.
Can I check out my daddy?
Yeah, I think so. Whoops, sorry. I'm not supposed to stumble, you guys. I'm glad you stayed up. I wanted to talk to you about not knowing. Are there times you don't know what's going on?
Yeah.
It's confusing? And you think, well, maybe I should be over here. Maybe should I go over there? Maybe I got time to play video games. Maybe should I work on my soapbox derby car? Maybe I should go polish my trophy that I got for it. Did you guys in that contest?
No.
What happened? Did anybody you know win?
Nope, not me.
I won first place.
First and third, bronze and gold. Did you know that it was going to happen?
My mom got it.
So something good happened when you didn't know. You didn't think you had a chance at all.
Because I'm in the car, I'm just like super designed.
Right. What season is this now? That's kind of emblematic of the way things change, right? There are green things now. Have you seen trees with leaves?
I have.
Grass is getting green. And they were hidden under all the snow.
Jack Frost is leaving.
Yeah. And the wind was blowing, and it was hard to think a plant could even come back, but they came back. The evergreens stayed green. You remember hearing about a mustard seed once? This is a different kind of mustard. It's called a cross flower. It's very simple flower.
Oh, I've seen it before.
Yeah, they grow wild all over Colorado. And guess what? I don't replant these. You know why? There's so many all over the place. But you know what they do for us? They make it beautiful because they got little flowers and green. You know why they're here? They're food. Tastes like mustard. Arugula. It's full of vitamins, minerals. It's wonderful food. It's got proteins, carbohydrates, sugars.
Why you just eat that flower?
It's a weed. I just ate a weed.
Hey,
but you know what happens? When I see it, I'm not looking for a bad thing. I'm looking for a good thing. You guys thought, well, maybe you shouldn't have weeds in your garden? If that weed's in my garden, I say Hosanna, hallelujah. Because I'm going to eat them all. See how different life can be when you want to find the good? Let's pray. God, thank you for the chance to look for good no matter how dark, how scary, how weird things are. Help us to keep looking for good, to breathe in deep, to let everything go that's harming us. Help us to stay with each other and guide us through all the troubles we may face. Amen.
Amen.
Dale.
All right, prep the pan. We're going to do the pan.
You're not participating. That's okay.
Sketch Club is about. So Sketch Club is a art ministry. We meet on Thursdays from 4 to 8. I firmly believe we are all made in the divine image of the Creator, and part of that for me means to... I was asked to talk about Sketch Club today. It's an art ministry. We meet on Thursdays from 4 to 8 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. It is a time to come together for fellowship, making friends, and to get together to make art together. I firmly believe that we are all made in the divine image of our Creator, and part of that for me means to create art myself, create things that are good. So if you would like to make some good things, make some good friends, I would invite you to join us on Thursdays from 4 to 8 in the Fellowship Hall for Sketch Club, and to give generously during our noisy offering to support this ministry. Thank you.
Join me in prayer this morning. The most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, you have brought us into your house one more time. And we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for your presence here, which just is amplified by the sounds of children running and playing. We thank you for all that you have given us, for your provision, for every moment of every day. Lord, we come also offering prayers of healing for those of this congregation who are struggling with health issues, who are still trying to come back from surgeries, Lord, who are just battling the illnesses that are going around this time of year. And Father, we come also asking your comfort upon the Hayes family, that you would be with Philip and the rest of the family, Lord, as they mourn a loss and yet rejoice in a life that has left so many memories.
Lord, we pray this day that you would enter into our midst in a powerful way, that the Holy Spirit will mingle amongst us here, and that we will feel your presence even more than we have felt any time in the past. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice in it, Lord. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the glory, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading today comes from Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Thank you.
Being my last Sunday here, I've kind of taken a few liberties that I was given semi-permission to do, I guess. There's two things I decided to do today, and one was I've had a number of people ask when I was going to do another song. I had the guitar here today. I'll probably do a couple, but this one was one to start the service today, or to start my part of the service here. Little song that hopefully draws us to this place of worship. There is a higher place than I have ever been. There is a deeper way. To heal
it's here. Yes, it's here. Lord, it's here. Before your throne.
Well, that was one thing that I was wanting to do for you today. The second one was the first couple sermons I preached here, I hadn't received your liturgy that you were using, and so I kind of had free rein to preach whatever was on my mind at the time. And then I received the liturgy, and I've been trying to stay pretty close to that and offer the message. But I handed the liturgy back last week and said, you know, today I want to do one thing, and that is not preach from the liturgy, but to speak what I hope and what I feel the Lord has led me to say to you as a church today. The reading today, there's two of them, both of them out of Ephesians. And I'll begin with Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. And another thing I kind of did was I'm going to be reading from the Message today. Sometimes Peterson has a way of setting things and saying things that just gives us a more earthy feel for what's being written in Scripture. And we read, starting in actually verse 15 of chapter 1, where it says, "That's why when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I prayed, I think of you and give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally. Your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is he's calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength. All this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe, everything from galaxies to governments. No name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. He is in charge of it all, has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church, The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body, in which he speaks and acts, and by which he fills everything with his presence. Up to the highest heaven, he handed out gifts, and below, filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. No prolonged emphases among us. Please, we'll not tolerate babes in the woods, small children who are easy prey for predators. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth, and to tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. His very breath and blood flow through us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in life. That was out of verse chapter 4. Of Ephesians, that last part. I've had a lot of people since I've been here. A number of you have in just passing conversation, asked the question, what do you think the chances are for us? What do you think the chances are that we as a church are going to weather this and survive? So it tells me that there is some anxiety in the midst of all that's going on. And that's probably putting it very lightly. I know the meetings that have been held. There's a number of every Sunday. Some people here are jumping from 1, 2, 3 meetings to discuss the future of this congregation. In December of 2008, my life and the life of Park Hill Christian Church took a drastic turn, a change of events. A pastor that we love dearly, Reverend Charlie Nemo, passed away. Got word, that was a Sunday morning. It's also my birthday. That doesn't have anything to do with anything, but it was. I got the call that she had passed early that morning, and now for the last couple months, I had been she'd left me taking care of the workings of the church. I was serving there as an associate. My title was the pastor of discipling and teaching. And now I had to go to the congregation and announce that we had lost a dear friend and a pastor. In the midst of all that, and not getting into a lot of details, 2 or 3 months later, when I was approached by the search and call committee, they wanted me to be their pastor. And initially I backed away from that. But they came back a month later and said, we really want you to be our pastor. And I said, well, this here is going to work. I still was working a full-time job for XL Energy. I had 2 years I could have a full retirement. I couldn't walk away from that. So I knew that my time would be kind of limited at the church. And Park Hill was a church that was never accustomed to having if you want to call it, I've told people, and Gay and all these other pastors here will tell you,
being a minister is never a part-time job. I would go to work and guys say, oh, you got a part-time job as a pastor at the church. I said, no, actually, I'm only working 8 hours a day here. This is part-time. So the church requires a lot of time, and I was concerned that maybe I wasn't going to be able to devote that time. On the other side of it, the church was concerned about Becky and I would be able to keep up with raising a family, working jobs, and then having the church responsibilities as well. But we agreed to covenant with one another for 6 months to see how it would work. And I drove home that day, and it wasn't until I pulled the car up into the driveway that the full weight of what was transpiring fell on my shoulders. It was going to be different. But now I had the responsibility of a congregation of people who are going to be relying upon me to help make decisions and to help move us forward. And with that, I got out of the car. I walked to the back pasture where there was our corral sits there. And I was looking out over the mountains behind us. And I began to pray, Lord, if I only have 6 months with this congregation, what do you want me to tell them? What do you want me to tell them? And it's the same message I'm going to tell you. What the Lord laid on my heart and what I did for the first 6 months, in almost every event we were at, every time I preached, it was a message to tell them that the church is a living, breathing body. No matter who is in the pulpit, it doesn't make any difference there. The pastor, as we pastor a church, we're just another one member. We're part of the body. And we bring those special gifts that God has given us. But we're not the church. I was reminded, and he reminded me, just as Dell was going through the loss of Charlene, that there's going to come a time when Becky and I, one of us is going to be left, and the other one's going to be left behind. And I was reminded that when we met, it was Becky Sandusky, and she had a life of her own. I'm Dean Prophet. I had a life of my own. And we came together and something beautiful happened and there was a marriage, much like what happens with the church. And we have walked together now for 43 years. But at that time, when those things happen and we have to say goodbye to one or the other, my hope and prayer is that Becky remembers that she is Becky Prophet. See, right now, every time somebody sees us, it's Becky and Dean. With Charlene, it was Park Hill became synonymous with Charlene Nimmo. It's the same thing here, except maybe you haven't lost, and you're not looking at the loss of a pastor, but you're looking at having to move out of a building that holds so many memories, that some of you have grown up in, that you hold dear to you, but it's a building. As the scripture says today, Jesus Christ is the head of the body. And we stay focused on the head, and this is how we get through these difficult times, a transition and change, is by focusing and drilling into who Jesus Christ is. We lean even harder into him than we ever had in the past, knowing that he has the way and he is in control. And he will move this congregation in a way that you'll never you probably can never imagine right now. Right now it looks difficult. But if you allow God to work, if you allow Jesus Christ to be the head and you put your faith and trust in where he's taking you, you will experience something that is beyond our imagination. My 6 months turned into 11 years at Park Hill. And we had good times, and we had, like every church, we had good times, we had bad times. But we were church and we walked together. And this is the second part of what I want to tell you. We can look and say, well, yeah, Jesus Christ is the head, but the head can't do anything without the body. And it takes everyone here. We've all been gifted. We have all got talents. We were all created with purpose. You probably heard me say that more than once this last 3 months. We've been created with a purpose. And our purpose is to put all that together and work as one. It takes a village, but it takes a church. Church is not this building. The church is everyone sitting here. And I'm proud to be a part of this church as well as a part of the other church where we attend. There's hope. There's a future. Jesus Christ is in control. Are you willing to be the hands and the feet, the legs, the arms, and every other portion of the body? Because it's all needed, no matter how big a role it is or how small a role. It's all needed to move forward in God's kingdom. Amen.
Our communion hymn this morning is number 429, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart.
Thank you. This is the table, not of the church, but of Jesus Christ. It is made ready for those who love God and who want to love God more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little, you who have been here often and you who have not been here for a long time, you who have tried to follow and you who have failed. Come not because the church invites you. It is Christ who invites you to be known and fed here. The Lord, on the night he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray.
Oh God, what love you have given us, that we should be called children of God. We could never earn or claim such a title, but you have given it to us. We break bread in honor, to honor the Christ who died for us. Open our eyes and our hearts to the presence of the risen Christ today, at this table and every day in our lives. Here we break bread together because we are yours. And as we lift this cup, bless it and drink it, we remember how, in the shadow of the cross, Christ did the same with his disciples. We remember how the tragedy of the cross became the triumph of the resurrection. Bless us with your Spirit, Lord, and help us to truly live so that the world may know that we are your children. With thankful hearts we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
As Christians, giving is not only about fulfilling our duty, but also about giving from the heart. Our giving should reflect our love for God and our desire to support His work. Matthew 6:21 reminds us, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." When we give with a joyful heart, it brings glory to God and blesses others. Giving should never be a burden or something we do grudgingly. Instead, we should give generously and with gratitude. As we give from the heart, we sow seeds into God's kingdom. Galatians 6:9 encourages us, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Our giving will bring a harvest of blessings to others beyond what we can imagine. So, today I encourage you to give from the heart with joy and gratitude. Remember that your giving is impacting God's kingdom and blessing others. May we be faithful stewards of all God has blessed us with and give generously from the heart. God of new life, out of the abundance of our lives, we offer these gifts to you. Through your blessing and our willingness to share, may these offerings become a source of hope and love in this church family and in the community beyond us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. At the heart of who we are as disciples of Christ is an invitation to be a disciple here at our church. This means to be willing to walk with us, to learn alongside of us, and to seek with us to better follow Jesus' example to minister to others. If you feel moved to join with us in this calling, we invite you to come forward during our closing hymn so that we may welcome you. And that hymn this morning is number 431, Go My Children with My Blessing.
With this prayer and song today, the benediction, this prayer is for you. Speak the name of Jesus over you, in your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name, cause that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing. Circumstances will change. I pray the fear inside will flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. Healing, that circumstances would change. Pray the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in
Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come believe it, come receive it, the power of His Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it, come receive it, in the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible.
I pray for your healing.
Circumstances would change. I pray the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. Pray the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name,
go in peace.